Hey everybody, welcome back to Deadpool Daily, your daily dose of the Merc with a Mouth. I'm Logan, and this podcast is a member of the Film Dispenser Podcast Network, which you can find over at filmdispenser.com or on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search Film Dispenser, all one word. All right, as promised, we're going to talk about some Deadpool appearances that aren't necessarily like full appearances, like he just shows up in a panel or on a page or whatever, that I've kind of skipped over in the last year, things I probably haven't really talked about. I know I've mentioned like him being in like the official handbooks and stuff like that before, but there are things like there was a series called Marvel the Year in Review. The 1993 issue featured a Sam Keith cover with a Deadpool on it, his version of Deadpool, which I love. I think it looks fantastic. I don't know if I've mentioned that before. Deadpool, Venom, Sabretooth, I think. I have it in my collection somewhere. It's an awesome cover, but I mean, it's not really a Deadpool appearance. I mean, he doesn't really do anything. You have things like Marvel Age issue 138 from way back in 94, that has a Deadpool and Cable cover. I think I've talked about that before though. But around, I guess, this time he had a few like, I don't know what you call them, cameos. I guess cameo is the right word. X-Men, Weapon X, the Weapon X series, Volume 2. I guess it's Volume 2, because the Volume 1 was the Weapon X series in the Age of Apocalypse. Anyway, the Weapon X series, the one-half issue that came, you had to order it from Wizard, like Deadpool cameos in that, doesn't really say anything. Let's see, there was, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe, volume 4, issue number 6, or just Wolverine, it was Wolverine centric, has an entry about, Deadpool in it. And, there was some Exiles stuff that actually we're going to talk about. There's a few that he's, because we've talked about him being in Exiles before. Let's see. There's some older things, like the Millennial Visions that Marvel put out. The 2000 X-Men Millennial Visions 2001 has Deadpool in it. Let's see. We've got Gambit Volume 4, Issue Number 4, is listed as a Gambit appearance, but I have that, and Gambit isn't Gambit as a Deadpool appearance, and Deadpool is not in that. I don't know why it constantly gets listed as a Deadpool appearance, because he's not in it. So, but yeah, that's just I guess a few miscellaneous appearances that that I've come across that we haven't really talked about. The Exiles stuff I do want to get into, because we've talked about him showing up in Exiles before, and it was like a 3 or 4 issue arc. But yeah, Exiles like 66 or 67, somewhere in there, he comes back. And we'll get to that when we get to the chronological order of things. But yeah, kind of a bonus episode for today, since I missed yesterday, and two not great episodes, but you're getting two episodes, so I guess two not great episodes maybe add up to a decent episode. I'll be back tomorrow talking about the week's new comics. Until then, you can tweet me at Deadpool1979, Deadpool 1979. Email me, loosestaples@gmail.com. Follow me on Tumblr, deadpoolpodcast.tumblr.com. Oh, there was one more. I knew there was one more. What If, issue number 79. I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but Deadpool is in that. And I actually just picked it up this past weekend. I've been looking for it and looking for it and looking for it. And for not pay $5 for it. And I finally picked it up. What If Storm had the power of the Phoenix? And it's an okay read. But yeah, Deadpool shows up in like one panel at the end. So I finally got to add that to my collection. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow talking about new comics.
This is my jam. Be all that you can be, that is what they told me. Made me all I can be, how they try to mold me. Mix a little bit of the best of the rest. Fight off Weapon X, well we'll see who's next. Deadpool. Can't expect a miracle, betting on the devil. I'm your best friend if you keep my money level. Never without a gun, I don't holler this shit out. Survivable plans, the plans I ever think about.
That's right, biatch. Keep those guns clean.
Yeah, clean as a whistle.